This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new guest and a brand new company. They came on my radar, you can say, about 3 months ago. And I'll tell you, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. This one is at the top of the list. If you don't buy this company, and this is my personal opinion, you're a fool. We're talking no other than American Resources Corporation. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AREC. Let me just give you a little bit of metrics and background on the company. In 2016, they did $7.6 million in revenue. The next year, they jumped up to $20 million in revenue. In 2018, the first quarter, they've already done $7.3 million, which is a possibly have a run rate of doing between $28 and $29 million. And the cherry on the top of all of this, their market cap is only $1 million. With us today to talk about his company is the CEO, Mark Jensen. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to have a conversation with you.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Yeah, absolutely. We are, so American Resources Corporation, we operate under the brand Quest Energy, Inc. We are a producer of high-quality metallurgical coal and thermal coal out of Eastern Kentucky. We've started the business in 2015 after we sold a prior mining operation that we got involved with in 2006. Founded by and owned as a management-run company, self-funded internally by management. We merged into a public vehicle and now are finally getting out there and telling the story about what we're doing at American Resources Corporation to the public markets, with the goal of being one of the fastest-growing producers of coal in the United States as well, with a focus on metallurgical and premium thermal coals.
What makes your company so different from all the other mineral and coal producers? And I've had a lot of them on my shows. I've never had a company on my show that has a market cap that's 28 times less than its revenues.
Yeah, I think the big differentiator for us as an operating company is the growth factor. We're one of the few companies in our sector that are focusing on not only organic growth, but also through consolidation. We've closed on over 6 acquisitions since we started the business. We've closed on 2 acquisitions recently. What I think really differentiates us as a business is our ability to not only acquire, integrate, and operate companies and turn them around in an expeditious fashion. The management team, and myself included, have a background in doing turnaround consulting and restructuring businesses. And in our space, there's very few mining companies in our sector that are really focused on growth. The big ones are more dividend oriented, and the smaller ones don't have the capital or resources to expand. And we found a niche for ourselves to do it very accretively.
You know, before I talk to you about the growth opportunities and acquisitions and all that, I think in May this year, 25th, if I call correct, you guys put out a press release about $18.1 million in reductions in liabilities. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, the management of the company was owed approximately $18.1 million. We're also the majority owner of the public company itself, and we made the decision that as a public company and as a growth company, we really wanted to have a strong balance sheet and really focus on equity value. So management basically made the decision that we would cancel that payable owed to ourselves and focus more on the equity growth of the business and align ourselves fully with the investors.
It looks like revenues are going to, and I'm not going to put any words in your mouth, but it looks like revenues are going to grow about 40% over clip from 2017 to 2018. Where does the growth come from? Are you guys looking for any more M&A, or is it all going to be organic?
Yeah, we feel very good about our growth potential as a business. We just put out an announcement today that kind of quantifies or qualifies qualitatively communicates our growth, but a lot of it has been through organic growth. We have currently 6 permits that we're operating under today, but as a company, we own over 39. So organically, we can grow our business substantially. That being said, if you look back over the course of the last year, we've closed on 2 acquisitions already this year. We're always looking at additional acquisition opportunities. currently evaluating a number of them and looking for creative ways to grow the business. So we feel that as the market avails itself, we will continue to grow it through consolidation, but also organically we could expand the business substantially.
Educate, if you would, Mark, educate myself and my listeners from the process of bringing the coal out of the ground, to taking it to the market, a place, what's coal going for? What's the process? I know you guys are doing this out in Eastern Kentucky. Just educate us how it's worked. How, I mean, is it measured by tons? Is it measured by pounds?
Yeah, so coal is measured by tons. In the United States, we go by short tons. Internationally, you go by metric tons. We sell over 80% of our coal today in the export market, which has been, we've seen strong demand out of the Asia region, as well as out of Europe. With the metallurgical coal, you've seen a lot of demand increase recently with a lot of the economic growth and infrastructure growth. Domestically, with the infrastructure plan that they actually, the Republicans just released yesterday and the president released in January, February, of over $1 trillion of new infrastructure for steel and cement and energy in general for thermal coal and met coal. We're seeing quite a boon in our space, in our sector, and the demand side, where it's the supply just can't keep up with the demand lately.
So are we seeing an uptick in coal prices, and where are we at on that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look back over the last 18 months, we've seen almost a 60% increase in our metallurgical coal sales price. Thermal coal, we've seen over 45% increase in our thermal coal sales price. To the point where, from a margin perspective, any incremental increase in demand increases your margins exponentially.
You've been listening to my guest, Mark Jensen. He is the CEO of American Resources Corporation. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AREC. Stock price around $1.13. Market cap around only $1 million. And like I said, last year they did $20 million in revenue. This year they'll probably do roughly between $27 and $29 million in revenue. Mark, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell a little bit of I'll tell a little bit about our company. It's a company that we have not spent a whole lot of time communicating to the market as we've been focusing on getting our financials current and focusing on increasing the market awareness of the company. It is definitely something that's important to us, and communicating what our team has been able to accomplish as a company. And if you look at our first quarter numbers, we had two mines operating then. Just as of recently, we now have 6 mines up and running. Our goal is to continue that type of growth in the future and focus on the business. I mean, the numbers ultimately will I think, what dictates the performance of our public company and our company in general. And we're excited about continuing to perform as a business.
You should be excited. I'm excited to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success going forward. Please don't hesitate. Come back on our show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.